ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
A denial in a tweet. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump reacting after midnight to a New York Times report. He wrote he never told John Bolton aid to Ukraine was tied to investigations into Democrats, adding if John Bolton said this, it was only to sell a book. Then in more tweets, he again claimed he put no pressure on Ukraine and military aid was released without conditions. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, former National Security Advisor John Bolton claims in his upcoming book that he has firsthand knowledge of a quid pro quo, alleging that President Trump told him he wanted to free security assistance into Ukraine, help with investigations into Democrats, including the Bidens. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham told Fox and Friends Bolton's claims are not true, and she questions the timing.
Suddenly, this manuscript has magically appeared in the hands of the New York Times, making very, very big claims.
House managers are renewing their call for witnesses, writing in a joint statement, the Senate trial must seek the full truth, and Mr. Bolton has vital information to provide. Dave?
Rachel, a rocket attack in Iraq hit the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. One person was injured. A massive fire broke out at a boat dock in Scottsboro, Alabama, early this morning. At least 35 boats burned. The fire chief says there are multiple fatalities. Earlier, we were told 7 people were missing, 7 others injured. Weather is being investigated as a factor in the helicopter crash in California that killed former NBA star Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter Gianna, and 7 others. There are tributes across the sports world, even at the Grammys last night on CBS. Alicia Keys sang that in honor of Bryant at the arena in Los Angeles, where he led the Lakers to 5 NBA championships. As for the Grammy Awards, Billie Eilish won 5, including all the big ones. Best New Artist, Album of the Year, and Song and Record of the Year for Bad Guy.
Wow. Oh, my God. So many other songs deserve this. I'm sorry. Thank you so much.
Eilish's brother Phineas also won for Producer of the Year. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Just before his impeachment trial resumes at the Senate later today, President Trump will focus on Middle East peace, welcoming Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House. And then about an hour later, he'll also meet with Netanyahu's opponent, Benny Gantz, ahead of a third election in Israel, trying to end a political deadlock.
While a number of issues are expected to be discussed regarding the region, the president's deal of the century peace plan is the main reason for the last-minute invitations. The discussions surrounding the deal could delay immunity talks here in Jerusalem regarding the prime minister's indictments for bribery and corruption. The White House says the plan will be released in the coming days, though administration officials have told Fox the plan was finished last year. Details of the political portion have not yet been released.
That's Fox's Trey Yingst. And while those talks happened today on Middle East peace at the White House, survivors of the Auschwitz Nazi death camp are gathering in Poland to commemorate the 75th anniversary of the Soviet Union liberating those who were in the concentration camp during World War II. About 200 survivors of that camp are expected at the commemorations today. It's up to 81 people dead in China's coronavirus outbreak. More than 2,700 people infected in that country, and it has spread to other nations in America, too.
5 cases now across the U.S., the latest in Arizona. Airport screenings continue this morning across the country. In fact, medics had to remove a sick passenger from a Southwest flight from Las Vegas to Baltimore over the weekend out of an abundance of caution. Still don't know at this hour if that person did have the virus or not.
Fox's Aisha Hosni on Wall Street. Stocks could plunge this morning once trading begins. Dow futures are down over 400 points. As markets also drop big overseas, there's been a more than 2% decline in London and Paris and Frankfurt. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A Rantoul man is accused of having a stolen gun and cannabis in his vehicle. 22-year-old Samuel Hall was charged with unlawful use of weapons by a felon, possession of a stolen firearm, and possession with intent to deliver cannabis. He was pulled over on Wednesday for an alleged traffic violation. He is due back in court on February 18th. The Champaign County Emergency Management Director says all 39 sirens in Champaign, Urbana, Savoy, and on the University of Illinois campus will be tested. It is part of an upgrade from analog to digital. You'll likely hear the sirens. They'll be tested between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. today through Friday. Probation is the sentence for a woman who admitted to stealing a golf club from a man's storage shed. Kashana Armstrong was charged in connection to an incident in the 600 block of Breen Drive. She was arrested at the home on October 1st. A homeowner heard a noise in the kitchen and found Armstrong there. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Well, good Monday morning. ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service and brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist, from simple to simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie. There is a 10% chance of precipitation, clouds today, a little bit of spotty fog, and there's a special weather statement saying on overpasses and bridges, be careful because we're at 28 degrees right now and only up to 32 down to 25, meaning there could be some slick spots on the road. Be careful. We've got a high 33 tomorrow, down to 25, 35 the high on Wednesday, up towards 40 towards the end of the week. Right now, the temperature again, 28, ESPN 93.5.
A lot of talk, obviously. The national mood is sad because we lost a winner, Kobe Bryant. I can't even cite anything else of this level in an accident kind of thing. Princess Diana?
Right.
I mean, it's not at that level, but this is a pretty big death and unexpected. There are people that have died. Whitney Houston, she was troubled. There mm-hmm. was drugs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have some star deaths, but this one is tough, I think, particularly because Gigi was part of it. She's 13. She was going to go to the WNBA. She was going to play women's basketball, Connecticut. She was a star in the making. And so there's a lot of sadness in the sports world, particularly, I think, across the country, because wonderful guy, it seemed. And then it was a helicopter crash in the fog near Calabasas, California, on their way to a basketball game for some 13-year-olds that Kobe was the coach of. So we've got some clips as we go today. We begin, as always, on Monday with Professor of Political Science, University of Texas Arlington. It's Alan Sachs. How are you, Professor?
Roberto Clemente.
Roberto Clemente in a plane crash. That was about 1970.
Okay.
That's right.
That was a sad day. He was a wonderful, philanthropic, helpful human soul.
That's right.
A really, really good one, I think, Roberto. But anywhere in the last 10 or 20 years, you got me on a comparable from a standpoint of a real big, iconic star, worldwide known. I mean, it is just life is short. It is fragile. Hug and love all
mm-hmm.
you can
mm-hmm.
because you just never know.
It is very fragile. In fact, the coronavirus, I think, is also showing how fragile our society is, not just individuals. We have this gigantic society, skyscrapers, airplanes, armies, navies, and yet a virus, a little bitty virus, can break it all in two.
Professor Alan Sachs, on Saturday, the defense for Donald Trump and the impeachment process got their day. They have 24 hours, yet they used just 1 hour and 50 minutes, and I thought the senators were going to cry with joy.
And another book comes out today by John Bolton, and apparently the Democrats are going to love it, because it shows, from what I understand, preliminary reports, is that it shows that President Trump did ask for quid pro quo.
Keep
calling it crow. I had a student of mine, this is no joke, and he wrote down quid correctly, pro, and then at the end, crow. C-R-O-W, quid pro quo.
Well,
what do you want?
That's
American education.
Okay, so John Bolton has been saying he'd testify. Obviously, he wanted to drop this bombshell. And the problem with this is, A, he has a book to sell, and B, he can get $100,000 a speech on the mashed potato circuit.
That's exactly right. And it's a shame because I like John Bolton a lot. What this shows, I think, is that you got to be very careful who you bring around you as friends. And President Trump should know that. A lot of the people he brought around him have turned on him. And John Bolton is not the only one. So you got to be very, very careful. Warren G. Harding, many years ago, who also got into some difficulty early part of the 20th century, said during his consternation, he said, it's not your enemies you have to worry about so much. It's your friend.
Yeah. Well, and I think John Bolton sounds like a lovely man unless you cross him. And I think Donald Trump, generally when you leave the White House, it hasn't ended very well for very many.
That is correct. Be very careful who you... That's my advice to everybody. Aside from hunkering down, don't go out today. Hide under the desk. The coronavirus is out there. And I'm not just making fun of it. It is a scary thing.
Yeah, it is.
And... I make fun of everything, but it's a scary proposition, and it's roaring the markets this morning, the stock markets. But eventually, I think everything will come back in place. I hope.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. America is resilient. We're strong. We're resilient and tough. What happens in impeachment if they vote for witnesses? I know Josh Hawley, the senator from Missouri, is already preparing to call the whistleblower, Adam Schiff, and both Biden. So if the Democrats want to go here, then we'll go here. I mean, okay, it's gonna absolutely end the campaigns of Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren.
You're exactly right. I know what you mean because they're stuck there; they can't campaign. And you're also right. If the Democrats want to call witnesses, and it looks like that they want to do that, okay, let's call witnesses.
Yeah.
Let's have Sleepy Joe and his wonderful son appear before the committee as well, the entire Senate.
Listen, if they want to drag it out 6 weeks in an election year and that's their strategy, let's do it. I'm fine because I'm pretty confident they're not going to get to 67 senators to remove. And so,
I agree with you.
And so if they want to go down this path, which they're all in anyway, then go for it. Let's just have the trial.
I want to know where Hunter is. Where is Hunter?
Listen, I mean, if anybody thinks that doesn't smell to high heaven, you're not being honest.
Of course it does. By the way, there was an interview last night I heard on the Mark Levin show on Fox, and he had on a man by the name of Schweitzer, I believe, and he wrote a book about the Biden.
Yeah.
And it's not just Hunter and Sleepy Joe. It's all of them, the whole family.
Well, again, it'll all come out, I'm sure, if they do the subpoenas and everybody has to witness. And it'll be probably a lot more entertaining than the last week, that's for sure.
Absolutely. It's been a yawner. So maybe this will pick it up a little bit.
Okay. Any predictions? Do you think it does go to witnesses, or will they say it's done?
We're
done? Okay.
I think this John Bolton thing is going to be too tempting for the Democrats. They want to, and he said he'll testify.
Yeah.
There's a subpoena issue for him. He's there, and it'll help give him a little bit more illumination. And I like John Bolton, but I'm really ashamed he's done this.
Yeah, you know what? And quid pro quo doesn't mean you get the money without conditions, which is apparently what happened. So.
That is correct.
No. Okay. Always a pleasure, Alan. Thank you for your time, sir.
Everybody hunker down. It'll be okay.
Got it. Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington, political science professor for over 50 years. Okay, 7:14, ESPN 93.5. It is Monday, January 27th. The Grammys last night, I thought, did a very nice tribute to Kobe Bryant at the very beginning. Alicia Keys is really likable.
Mm-hmm.
Very comfortable. And a amazing voice.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a great choice to host. And I didn't make it past an hour. I don't know. I probably went 4 hours. They usually do.
Yeah, it was well into 10:30.
Yeah, well.
And I was seeing the last awards to Billie Eilish.
And this woman that Camila Cabello sang to her father. Wow, that was good.
Okay, good.
Camilo Cabello dedicates performance to her father. He's sitting there crying in the front row. They hug at the end. It was lovely.
There was a guy who produced the show for over 40 years. There was a tribute at the end of the show, and she sang the opening lines for Fame.
Oh.
I sing the body electric. Remember that?
No.
Okay.
I remember Fame, the movie.
Right.
Okay, was that
It was one of the main songs in that one.
All right, very good. And then, yeah, I saw Tanya Tucker. She's 61. She was at the county fair 2 decades ago.
Okay.
Tanya Tucker.
That's right.
So that was, she had come up with something else, and so she's on the Grammy stage, so good going for her.
Okay, good.
Okay, it's a quarter after. Let's jump to our morning sports. ESPN 93.5 at a quarter after.
Well, of course, you touched on the Kobe copter crash. They're talking about this rise, how low the helicopter was, the foggy conditions, things like that are all coming out this morning in case you're interested in hearing more details.
Apparently pretty foggy. Yeah. In fact, the government had grounded their helicopters because it was just...
That's right.
And I don't know what happened. At the end, TSB will do the investigation. They'll probably give you a nutshell in 10 days and come up with a cause in about a year.
Yes.
It takes a long time to really sort through everything and to figure stuff out. But the bottom line is it's a real sad day when you lose an iconic figure like Kobe Bryant and his daughter and 7 others or 9 people that died in the class. They found out that one was a baseball coach at Orange County.
Okay.
56-year-old baseball coach, I believe his wife and his daughter.
Mm.
So Gigi and Alyssa were 13-year-old basketball players, and Kobe was their coach.
I see.
And he was all in on being the father and husband and was at basketball games as recent as December 29. And people would come up to Kobe and said, man, when are you going to have a son? When are you going to have a son? Carry on this legacy. And Gigi would go, I got this.
I see.
And she, you know, 4 daughters. And, yeah, he was really adapting well. But, I mean, as a sports figure, again, I don't have a comparable for us. I mean, Payne Stewart was in a jet that apparently had issues and everybody passed out, including the pilots, and that thing cruised across the country till it ran out of gas and then crashed.
I see.
That was a great golfer, Payne Stewart, in a crash. I'm not talking about, you know, Michael Jackson, but he had issues. Mm-hmm. He had a heart problem, a health problem. Mm-hmm. Sudden impact deaths. I don't have anything else I can really think of. That big of a name, a star. I mean, this is a Michael Jordan level, a Tiger Woods level. Kobe Bryant was large, big, 5 championships, and certainly had his problems and stumbles along the way.
That's right.
But overall, everybody says, as fierce of a competitor as anybody ever knew.
Portland beat the Indiana Pacers in NBA action 139-129. San Antonio and Chicago to face the Bulls tonight. Well, Big Ten action yesterday. Number 11, Michigan State over Minnesota, 70-52. Number 17, Maryland ekes out over Indiana, 77-76. Ohio State over Northwestern, 71-59. Wisconsin is at number 19, Iowa tonight. Io's 27 points, just ice flowing through those veins for that last shot. Illinois on top over Michigan, 64-62, to share the number 1 spot in the Big Ten, from what I'm understanding. And 6 in a row. Now, next up will be Minnesota.
We have some Io I wanted to play for you.
Okay.
And everything kind of overshadowed here this morning, but I will play the Io DeSumo and his comments after the game. And when you have a team with a guy where you give him the ball and you don't really run a play, you got a pretty good player. And Io has been showing it. My son Christian did a little stat work. Under 4 minutes the last 5 games, Io's 8 out of 13.
Wow.
He's hitting the big shot.
Okay, then.
So that's pretty good. So a little more on that coming up. Of course, Robert Archibald.
Yes.
Former Illini. He died on Friday. And touch on that here in just a second as well. Our weather from the National Weather Service is brought to you by Watts Copy Systems. It's an approved vendor for the University of Illinois for copiers and printers. Frustrated with your current vendor? Call Greg today for a quote 352-0428.
Up to 32, down to 25 with the clouds. Cloudy tomorrow, similar forecast, high 33, low 25. 35 with clouds on Wednesday's forecast, down to 26. 10% chance of precipitation each day, inside 40 by Friday. Right now, the temperature's at 28, a little bit on the foggy side, and they're saying be careful on overpasses and bridges because of freezing conditions.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. If you'd like to text in this morning, feel free. 359-2255. 720.
I'm Deirdre Travolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Dow futures have been down more than 400 points this morning with concerns that the coronavirus and the closings of businesses in China will impact the global economy. Craig Dismuke, chief economist at Vining Sparks, tells FBN the market is repeating the same pattern we saw during the SARS virus.
As that played out, you saw stocks fall. The Dow or the S&P was down almost 10% year-to-date at the middle of that. Bond yields fell, then they shot back higher, then they fell back again. And so certainly it can create a lot of volatility for the markets.
Walmart is offering workers $12 an hour in some stores to attract new workers. It's only offering the higher wage in 500 of its approximately 4,700 stores in the U.S. It has been paying $11 an hour since early 2018. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
Bill Hemmer reports weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern.
Moving to the town of Chaldea.
These are complex times. They need to be understood in more than just a soundbite.
We're in central Hanoi, just a few blocks.
When people's lives are affected, it's important to be fast, but it's most important to be right.
Boston is a city in shock.
Information has never moved faster than it does today. It is our job to cut through it.
Bill Hemmer reports weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fox News Channel.
There's one name you need to know in car repair in the central Illinois area, and that's John Marshall. John is the owner of PDR Automotive in Urbana and makes it his mission to know that your car will start when you come to pick it up. John strives for a repair in the most efficient time possible and is the right person to take care of your car. From tires to engine to electrical to the simple oil change. Trust in John at PDR. 1008 North Cunningham in Urbana. John's team will take care of you like family.
There was some talk the NBA might cancel all their games yesterday in light of the Kobe Bryant death in the helicopter crash. They went ahead and played. Some teams did their own tribute. Mm-hmm. Since he wore number 8 and number 24, they took backcourt violations, which are 8 seconds. And there's a 24-second clock before you have to shoot. I think it was San Antonio and another team. They said, okay, whoever gets the ball, hold it. Just stand there and dribble 24 seconds. The other team would do the same thing to honor him.
Okay.
So they just stood there and took the penalty, the violation. Doc Rivers, longtime player and coach in the NBA.
And this is just shocking news for all of us. And sorry, I don't have a lot to say. I just can't. I have to go talk to a team before a game and tell them to play a game.
Pretty emotional. Tiger Woods knew Kobe pretty well. He played yesterday in the Farmers Insurance Torrey Pines, about 140 miles north of this accident. Tiger Woods didn't know about it, but people were yelling things he didn't understand.
Tiger, hearts are heavy all over the world today with the news of Kobe Bryant's passing. I know this is hard for you. He was a friend, but you wanted to say a couple words about him.
You know, Amanda, I didn't know until Joey just told me coming off 18 green. I didn't really understand why the people in the gallery were saying doing it for Mamba. But now I understand. It's a shocker to everyone. Unbelievably sad and one of the more tragic days that I think, well, for me, it's just, the rally is kind of sitting in because I was just told probably about, you know, 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. You've been a Lakers fan your entire life. I know what Kobe meant to you. Joe LaCava says that you guys talk about him a lot on the golf course. What will you remember most about him as a player, but most importantly, as a man and father?
the fire. He burned so competitively hot, and the desire to win. He brought it each and every night on both ends of the floor. I mean, not too many guys can say that throughout NBA history that he'd lock up on D. Obviously, he was dominant on the offensive side, but anytime he was in the game, he'd take on their best player and just shut him down for, you know, all 48 minutes. And that was one of the more impressive things, I think, throughout this entire career. And then, you know, when he ruptured his Achilles and went to the foul line and made his shots, I mean, that's tough.
Tiger Woods. Yeah, Pete, when he tore his Achilles, instead of being carried off the floor, he walked to the free throw line and made the shots. Then he walked off to the locker room. If you've ever torn your Achilles or had Achilles, that's really painful. Yeah, Kobe Bryant was, well, the Mamba thing was just like this determination. You know, he was just after it.
Have a good time. Enjoy life. It's life is too short to get bogged down and be discouraged. Or you have to keep moving. You have to keep going. Put one foot in front of the other, smile, and just keep on rolling. You know, and that's what really this camp is about.
Mm. Kobe Bryant, dead at the age of 41. His daughter Gigi, the other people, some others have been identified on that helicopter, 9 dead, including the pilot. And the helicopter, apparently, based on a report I just read, the helicopter was from Illinois.
They had used it in a fleet in the government from, I think, 07 to 15 is when they had released it. And it was, you know, issued out in an auction. But from all accounts, everything was fine with the helicopter.
Well, it was a 1991 Sikorsky. Bruce Rauner was trying to liquidate and make a little money.
Okay.
The helicopter only sold for $515,000. Right. 1991 Sikorsky, pictures of it when it was posted.
Mm-hmm.
It says that, you know, like they had 9 people in there. They have a bench and they got 2 seats on the cross from it. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, when you do anything like helicopters and planes, you have FAA standards and things and they'll find out all of this and what happened, you know, whether you hit a mountain, you couldn't see it in the fog, whether it was on autopilot. They have instrument readings for things like that, I would sure think. And whether the pilot was manual or if there's a black box, I don't know any of that stuff.
Right.
I would think you'd have to have a black box, but maybe not on private aircraft. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but it belonged to Kobe Bryant. And he did this for 20 years.
Right.
This was his driving was the helicopter.
That's right.
He drove to he flew to the Staples Center.
Well, the traffic's so bad
in
LA.
Well, they thought it'd be, you know, from Newport Beach where he lived, like 3.5 hours. And if you fly, it's like 10 minutes. So there's that.
Well, this crash site was in a hard area to navigate for rescuers and firefighters
they
to get there.
Rappelled down from helicopters. They dropped people in, and they were there quickly, and they had a lot of people on the ground, and sadly, no survivors. Okay, 727. Somebody found a picture of Robert Archibald guarding Kobe Bryant.
Oh, really?
From the Olympics.
Wow.
Both gone. Robert Archibald was a star player for us, 6'11". From Scotland, I think he was.
Yeah, and he was 39.
Yeah, died Friday, and I still don't know what happened. I don't think that's come out.
Right.
How did Robert Archibald die?
Mm-hmm.
I remember vividly during the practices as I was hanging around practice back in those days, and Jarence Howard, one of his assistants, Rob Judson, who I've talked to about this. I tried to effort Bill Self about it, but he's been pretty busy these days with Kansas State, Kansas fight, and all that stuff. But no, it's sad. And then, again, to have a picture of Robert guarding Kobe. And they're gone in 3 days. So, sad stuff. Ayo Dosunmu, star of the Michigan game. He was amazing. How about after the game? Ayo, you made the shot.
Ayo, take us into that final play. What was just draw it up, and what were you thinking?
I mean, coach just put in a final play at a timeout. Coach just said, no ball screen. Just told me to go at 6, get the last shot. He told me to make sure I got the last shot, and he believed I was going to make the right play. And then Simpson, he played great defense. He couldn't have guarded that any better, but I just got into my pull up, got into my moves, and then just knocked the shot down.
How's that feel that coach trusts you, doesn't drop the play, just says, go do it?
I mean, we do it every day in practice. We do situations, and it's ironic because literally, like, a couple days in practice, my team always down. Like, we'd be, like, down four with 17 seconds left. You know, he makes it very challenging for us. So in this game was pretty much it. We was down two with, like, 50 seconds left. They missed two free throws, and then they missed two. I mean, they missed one before that and just gave us a chance.
They missed 7 out of 8 free throws down the stretch. 7 out of 8, they missed.
Wow.
We shouldn't have won the ball game, and we did. So we'll take it. We're good. Great to get a win. It's been a decade. It's been 10 years since we've won up there.
We're due.
Oh, man. So I would assume, and just to get in the huddle and say, you.
Yeah, you got this.
Yeah, let's go. Let's get some snacks after the game. Okay, we'll get snacks.
Right.
So he's playing at the level. He's certainly playing at the NBA level. And a month ago, he was not. I definitely think the guy is a definite possibility. If he keeps this up, he'll be a first rounder, I think, for sure.
He's, don't jinx it, Steve.
No, he's his mom's wearing league ready. I mean, they're planning on leaving. They were going to leave last year.
He needs his degree.
Well, we also don't get, was it Andrew Miller? This other kid won't come if Io's still here. So we got some guys coming in that are going to be comparable to Io.
Okay.
So whatever. We want him to be able to go to have that kind of a year.
Yes.
And then there's Kofi, who had probably his poorest game, and we still won at Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll have Minnesota tickets giveaway this week before Wednesday night. Boyd Matheson, Deseret News, latest from Salt Lake City next, 7:30 in Champaign.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's former National Security Advisor John Bolton claims in an upcoming book the president told him he was withholding aid to Ukraine until investigations were announced.
President Trump is pushing back on Twitter, writing, "I never told John Bolton that the aid to Ukraine was tied to investigations into Democrats, including the Bidens. In fact, he never complained about this at the time of his very public termination."
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. The fire chief in Scottsboro, Alabama, says there are people killed. It's unclear how many in a dock fire that's destroyed 35 boats, mostly houseboats. There are now 5 cases of a new virus from China confirmed in the United States.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it expects more cases to be confirmed in the U.S. as they screen passengers into major airports with connections to Wuhan, China. More than 24 suspected cases are being investigated.
That's Fox's Grinnell Scott. America's listening to Fox News.
It's all about the best beef, the best pork, and of course,
the sausages
at the U of I Meat Sales Room. If Coach Ditka lived in CU, I'm sure he'd buy his meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room. The beef is great, the pork is great, but
the sausages
are delicious. Smoked sausage, Italian sausage, Polish sausage, and even brats. It's all fresh, locally produced, and locally grown. Visit the U of I Meat Sales Room near the corner of Lincoln and Florida in Urbana.
Sausages.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign police are investigating reports of gunfire at Marketplace Mall. Police were called out Saturday evening. The preliminary investigation has revealed no injuries and no information currently suggests any gunshots were fired in the mall. As a precautionary measure, officers did a search of several stores in the mall to make sure no injuries had occurred. Police have identified several parked vehicles that sustained damage as a result of the incident. Anyone with information about those involved can call Champaign Police at 217-351-4545. If you want to stay anonymous, you also can submit tips to Crime Stoppers by phone at 217-373-TIPS, or you can go to 373TIPS.com. Probation is the sentence for a woman who admitted to stealing a golf club from a man's storage shed. Kashana Armstrong was charged in connection to an incident in the 600 block of Breen Drive. She was arrested at the home on October 1st. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
At Clever Moose Market Cafe, you'll find fresh, craveable salads, sandwiches, and all-day breakfast served up from the scratch kitchen every day. There's a special menu in mind for Restaurant Week now through February 1st, with an entree and sweet treat freshly prepared with quality in mind. Taste the Spitfire Chicken Spinach and Kale Salad sprinkled with walnuts or dried fruits, or the grilled chicken on brioche with roasted tomato soup, the perfect midwinter lunch break. Visit Clever Moose, located inside Logic Everyday Community at the corner of Neal Street and Fox Drive.
CMI knows that your business needs help with keeping walkways and parking lots free of ice. Stay winter ready with ice melt products from CMI, and don't forget to check out Trax Buster to help remove the white film that the ice melt causes indoors. It'll protect and extend the life of your floor, keep it looking shiny and new. Find out about all their products at CMIclean.com. Call them 359-6262, locally owned and operated. Diane Ducey with our weather.
Well, cloudy, a little bit of fog. We've got a 10% chance of precipitation. Since we're teetering around the freezing point today, watch it over bridges and overpasses. Today's high 32, down to 25. Similar forecast tomorrow, high 33, low 25. 10% chance of precipitation and clouds Wednesday, high 35, low 26. We're currently at 29 on ESPN 93.5.
Friend Boyd Matheson, Salt Lake City, Utah, Deseret News is who he writes for. He's the man in Salt Lake City. Everybody says that, Boyd. You the man in Salt Lake City. How are you today? Boyd, you there?
Are we there?
Are you there? Can you hear me?
There we go.
I was just saying, you the man in Salt Lake. Everybody talks Boyd Matheson. Hey, man, we're all kind of dealing with and I'm trying to think of a name that is similar, iconic, like a Kobe Bryant, and I cannot come up with one when it comes to like an accident. I mean, we've had Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson. There were some troubles there and issues along the way, so I don't think it was complete shock. Versus a helicopter crash, it takes one of the best basketball players we've ever seen play basketball, and it's such a shame. And then you have kids involved. It's really, I think, makes it even tougher.
It does, and it really puts everything in perspective. You know, as you look at everything going on in Washington D.C. and around the country, and it's amazing how something like that can just stop us all a little short, and as you said, especially when there's kids involved like that, family tragedy, multiple families are hurting today, and it does kind of keep everything in perspective, and it does remind us, too, you know, one of the things that we're really good at as Americans is we're really good at moments. You know, moments like this, we come together, we rally together, we pray together, we mourn together, and we got to get past that. We got to get better at movement. And whether that's around life or prayer or community, it's easy to come together for the moment, but we got to get better at movement because that's what the country really, really needs for the long haul.
My daughter Grace writes devotions every night, and I read this one about midnight. And she wrote last night, I can just imagine Kobe and his daughter's first moment in the kingdom. From terror to trumpets, fully restored in eternity. Gigi hesitant with her first steps in forever, and Kobe just taking her hand and reminding her it's okay. They're home.
Wow. That's amazing, and that's a good dad moment. You know, we lost another a lesser known but equal giant in the world over the weekend, Clayton Christensen. Who was a Harvard Business MBA guy. His theories on disruptive innovation impacted millions of people around the world. Many companies today give their existence to his disruptive pieces. He died after a long bout with leukemia over the weekend. And he's another one of those that it's interesting. We talk about his disruptive innovation in business, but he was really about disruptive innovation in our individual lives. In other words, getting rid of all of the things in our lives that prevent us from being at our essence, at our core. And I had a chance to interact with him on a few occasions. And, he wrote this. He delivered this speech, his class, called How Will You Measure Your Life? And, you know, it's not about dollars and titles and fame and fortune and all of those things. It's those individual moments. And I wrote a little piece about him over the weekend, and I finished saying, you know, Clayton has gone through his own disruptive innovation called death and leaped beyond the confines of mortality one step to his closer, authentic, eternal best self. And so it's that disruptive innovation, we need that in our personal lives. We need it in our communities. We clearly need it in our government to get the things out of the way that prevent us from being our very best and create the innovation. Space for the innovation that we need to recreate and reinvent.
And I think times like this, and I spoke at the men's conference at St. Joseph Church of Christ over the weekend, and it was a men's conference, kind of a get-together and talk faith. And I think the bottom line, Boyd, is are you right? Are you at peace? Are you ready? Because guess what? We're all going to die. And so are you ready for that? And yet there's so many people in our lives, not only America, but all over the world, that are spinning like a hamster on a wheel. And it's very frustrating for them every single day. They struggle with everything. And there's a peace that's offered out there. And I think it's hopefully people find it. So,
yeah, absolutely. And that is the, you know, the real essence of our existence is, you know, none of us are, when we do pass on, it isn't going to be about, you know, how much money we earned or what the office looked like. It's all about moments, and it's about people, and really, I think the ultimate question for all of us is, you know, did we do some good? Did we make somebody's life better or easier? Did we lift up somebody who was struggling? And it's the exact reason, Stevie, why, you know, I can always be a little pessimistic about our politics in this country, but I've never, ever been more bullish about the future of the country. And it's because of community. It's because of people. It's because I know clearly that it's the changes to the country are not going to come out of the marbled halls of Washington. It's going to be a neighbor helping a neighbor in need, a teacher staying after class to help a struggling fifth grader, a kid standing up to a bully for a friend. That's the heart and soul of this country. And we always need to remember that it's community and culture that lead, and the politicians eventually follow. And so while our politics may have failed at the moment, America has not, and it won't. And it's because of people like you and communities like yours where we see that difference being made every single day.
Okay, now we got to talk about the impeachment for a second. Listen, John Bolton, for whatever he is, he comes off for me just from looking and following him for years. He's a guy I wouldn't want to mess with. And he's, you know, Donald Trump's probably, and whenever you leave the White House these days, it's probably not on good terms. Listen, this guy has said that, you know, it was quid pro quo. Democrats are salivating. You can have a trial and you can have witnesses. I don't care. It's going to end Bernie's campaign if you go into the witness space for 6 weeks. So he'll be done. So will Elizabeth Warren. It'll be Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. So it's all done.
That's not a bad prediction in terms of where this thing is headed. And it's really interesting, too, depending on how the Bolton stuff, if it gets any traction at all. You know, I was in New York and Washington Thursday, Friday last week, and, you know, people are just exhausted and spent, and everyone's kind of in this haze and daze. And so what happens next is going to be so fascinating. Because if it does extend on, I actually think we could see a really interesting scenario. And that is, I think the vote on whether or not to have witnesses could well end in a 50-50 tie.
Mm-hmm.
And then that presents all kinds of interesting things. Because if it doesn't get the majority, then technically the motion would fail. You have this debate over whether, you know, the Chief Justice presides or officiates but doesn't preside. That's reserved to the vice president. There's an interesting battle there. Who casts the deciding vote if one is needed? So there's all kinds of intrigue and challenges that could come out. I mean, you could actually have the vice president cast the deciding vote if the chief justice recused himself or wasn't willing to cast the vote, only to make rulings. Anyway, there's all kinds of fascinating things that could play out this week.
Is there any way to get to 67 to remove Donald Trump, which has been their goal since he was sworn in January 20 of 2017?
Yeah, 67 is a really, really big number, and I just don't see that. I don't see that happening. So I think it plays to what you were saying earlier, Stevie, and that is, you know, this could really submarine the Bernie train, and the Elizabeth Warren train is already kind of rattling off the tracks. And so it would. It would ensure a Joe Biden, or maybe some weird fate. You could have an Amy Klobuchar, you know, sneak in the back door there. But it really does undermine the longer this goes on, the harder it is for whoever the nominee is going to be. As long as you've got guys like Adam Schiff as the face, the voice of the Democratic Party, that's tough for 2020 Democrats for sure.
Well, it looks like, and in my lifetime, I can't remember ever a situation where the Democrats have really painted themselves in a corner. If they're right, then they're happy. If they're wrong, this is going to set them back.
Yeah, it will. And the other thing this could do is it could just extend out the primary process even further. There's been rumblings of, you know, with this many candidates this late in the game, you could end up with a brokered convention. That's a very real possibility, given that everyone is so jumbled. And there's really no motivation. I mean, even for someone like Amy Klobuchar, there's no motivation for her to get out. She can just kind of hang in and hang around, and, you know, who knows what happens down the stretch. So there are some just really fascinating scenarios that could well play out in the weeks ahead.
Well, I'd like to see bubbles above the thoughts of these candidates. They're probably going, come on, man, let's go. I want to leave Washington. I don't want to talk to you. Tell me, how do people read Boyd Matheson? How do we find you, Boyd?
They can go to Deseret, D-E-S-E-R-E-T, Deseret.com. They can read me there, or they can follow me on Twitter at Boyd Matheson.
Appreciate you always. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks, Davey. All the best.
Boyd Matheson, former chief of staff to Senator Mike Lee. He's a writer now in Salt Lake City, Utah, at DeseretNews.com. DeseretNews.com. Well, every day we try and give you a Stever offer. It's the program where you take Stevie J's money, spend it, and keep the stuff. Kind of a no-brainer. That's why so many of you are involved. You can go to GoStever.com and get registered for all the coming offers we'll have in 2020 for you.
Mm-hmm.
Today from Area-Wide Technologies, Jeff Facer's a local guy. He and his wife run Area-Wide Technologies, and essentially what they do is they make sure your computer system and network system is solid, solid, solid. There's no problems with your firewall. And most of you listening right now have no clue what I'm talking about. So,
right, but if you have had an incident, you know,
well, if there's a hacker,
it could be bad.
If there's somebody that hijacked your email, mm-hmm. and there's things you click on all the time, the viruses and things, if you work with Area-Wide, they send you those warnings. Mm-hmm. Do not click on this. Don't do that. We've had a lot of local businesses jump in and take my offer, and that is Jeff will come out. They'll do a scan of your system. So if you're a manager or decision maker at your company, he'll do the scan. And then if you need something like a firewall help or some sort of software, I'll give you up to $1,000 toward the fixes. And I'm not sure he's ever gone over that because some of the software stuff he's put in there have been at that $1,000 or less.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm covering that so you have some peace of mind because I'm pretty sure you don't know absolutely what's going on. It's just, I don't know. So he came out here and they ran their thing. Their thingy.
That's right.
And came back and said, yep, your same issues. Firewalls are a problem, and they're changing and evolving all the time. So the offer on the Stever this morning is if you're a decision maker, you're owner of a company, small business, whatever it is, that's fine. Let me know you're interested by texting an area, A-R-E-A, as in area-wide, 359-2255. And I've set it up where the check is free and the $1,000 toward it. And if you don't need it, you don't need it. Great. But you'll know, you'll have peace of mind. You'll say, here's a couple of concerns. And then you have a locally owned company here that you'll become familiar with. And you can say, you know what? I like them. They were really smart. They really helped me. 359-2255 area. Just text in area. If you have any interest, we'll get hold of you later on the Area-Wide Technologies offer on Stever this morning. 7:48, let's check sports headlines.
Well, we were learning about Robert Archibald passing away on Friday at the age of 39, and then Kobe Bryant, of course, yesterday at the age of 41. A couple of texts coming in about that. Randy said a lot of fuss over a rapist, and that's a little harsh. I was looking into that 2003 case when he had an incident in Colorado, and the 19-year-old front desk clerk was with 24-year-old Kobe. You know, they settled out of court, so I don't know if we'll ever know what really happened, but she had an encounter with someone in a relationship within 15 hours of that incident, so it made it really tricky for them to determine, you know, the partner in the incident and what happened.
It was back to 2003. I knew there was something, but that's a long time ago as well.
That's right.
And listen, they're going to be a core of people that are, I don't have any idea what number, but there's inevitably, there's always people to say, what are you talking about? It's just one guy. You know, he's no more valuable than the guy shot in Chicago over the weekend, every weekend.
Soldiers is what I was hearing in social media.
Listen, the real difference is that he was as well known in this country, certainly in the sports world, as anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So when somebody of that level dies, it gets all the headlines. And then you go through the analysis of what happened. It's a not quite as big, but a Princess Diana moment for the United States. That's kind of what it is. And you know how we all are about celebrity.
Yeah.
It's like we go gaga over celebrities.
Well, and you asked folks, you know, can you think of something else? And there were TJ and Andrew had talked about Dale Earnhardt, who was killed on the racetrack in Daytona in 2001. Stevie Ray Vaughan incident. I happened to be at his last concert. That was in 1990. Wow. And Payne Stewart's incident crashed at 42 was in 99.
And I don't think, when Payne was pretty big. Payne Stewart, pretty big, but not the Kobe Bryant. This is, you know, you can name, if you said top people in sports right now, it's Kobe, LeBron James, Tiger Woods,
you know, quarterbacks.
Well, Tom Brady, you know, those kinds of, that's probably the, Tom Brady would probably be a comparable as far as iconic from the standpoint of success and championship.
Right.
And Kobe
and
winning.
A household name.
Household name. And so when that happens, always we go, but I just couldn't think of anybody in America in accent before. Stevie Ray Vaughan, very talented.
Right.
Not quite that big of a level.
Well, and again, 1990, you were saying in the last decade.
Yeah, last two decades.
Well, thank goodness it hasn't happened. But
Again, Michael Jackson was big.
Yes.
Michael Jackson was, he had troubles, there were issues, there were court cases, definitely up and down with his health. And an odd guy, but a mess. Massively talented one. And Whitney Houston broke my heart just getting involved in drugs for a decade.
Well, and Michael's incident was June 25th, 2009. So, again, nothing in the last, you know, 10 years, maybe.
It just doesn't happen very often, thankfully.
Yes.
But again, it's so the country is talking about it.
That's
There's no question about it. And the sadness that is his 13-year-old daughter and another 13-year-old on that aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
And nine total people, nine souls have lost, none more important than the other, just some well-known more than the other. So it's such a shame. It's when things like this happen, you just...
And again, I'm responding to a text that said, you know, something, and now somebody else has pushed back on that statement. Kobe was an inspiration to a generation, and to bring up the negatives at this time is ridiculous.
But that's part of this, and I knew that would happen.
I'm positive.
I just knew that.
That's why I was ready.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, again, people have their right to their thoughts and opinions at this time, and that's fine.
Kobe was 24 at the time, and he has been devoted to his four daughters. I mean, this is before he really started a family.
And those that are without sin, let them throw the first stone. You know what? We're all faulty, and we've got sins, and we've all messed up. There is no doubt about it.
Well, and sometimes there's strength in learning from these mistakes and makes you such a great family man.
Yep. 7:52. Illinois beats Michigan. That has been, you know, overshadowed, of course, but amazing six-game winning streak for the Fighting Illini, and certainly the best run since 05. I don't think there's any doubt. This is an exciting time, and we can think about, you know, championships. So we can think that way now. There's no doubt we can compete for that. There's a lot of Big Ten left. And two weeks ago, we were, from Joe Lunardi or somebody in the NCAA, we were the last team in. As of last night, we're a number 4.
Is that right?
And I don't know where we'll be ranked, but we were 21 coming in, got two impressive road victories. So I would guess, what, 15, 17 will be up there.
I just keep trying to tamper down my excitement. I'm just not used to this, well, and I don't want to jinx it.
Well, and again, based on schedule, and I know it's unusual, but in the month of January, in a month of any month, the Fighting Illini basketball program in over 100 years of competing, we have never done what we just did.
Right, with the road trip wins.
Well, we've never won the games we've won on the road.
Right.
We've never beat Purdue. We never beat Michigan. That's never beat right. Wisconsin. Never in the same month. Mm-hmm. On the road, ever. So there is something to this run.
Right.
Pretty good.
That's right. And we're looking forward to the game against Minnesota coming up here. That's a 6:30 start on January 30th. Go Illini. We'll have tickets. You mentioned football and Tom Brady. And, of course, there was this AFC-NFC game yesterday.
Pro Bowl. The hug bowl.
I'm trying not to laugh. 38-33 AFC on top. Ravens Lamar Jackson MVP.
Okay, start the new year with Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Go get yourself a new dishwasher. You've been wondering about that. You want to get them nice and crystal clear, and they come out. They're beautiful. It works so well, all these bells and whistles. Or maybe that's side-by-side with the ice maker. And maybe you want to take advantage of Dick Van Dyke's amazing free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
Dick Van Dyke. Dennis Reakin told us all about that story last week when he came in. They bought this thing like 30 years ago. And when Sears and Lowe's and everybody else was selling appliances but quit the service, he said, I'll do the service.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they've been doing for 30 years.
And this Richard Van Dyke really is no relation to the actor.
No relation to the actor. And the actor's lawyers kept calling Dennis Reakin saying cease and desist. He said, dude.
Sorry, different guy.
There's another Dick Van Dyke
here's
here.
Here's the birth certificate.
They're in Champaign, Bloomington, Springfield, and Decatur. Champaign location on Neal before you get to the mall. It's Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. You can get online at appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com.
Morning fog, then clouds, high 32, low 25, 10% chance of precipitation. Similar forecast tomorrow with the clouds at a high 33, low 25, 35 the high on Wednesday, down to 26, but getting towards 40 for Thursday and Friday with still mostly cloudy conditions. Right now the temperature is at 28 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, and all accounts, Kobe Bryant had really settled into his new life. I think anytime anybody retires from what they've done all their life, they search. They are wondering what their purpose is now. And if you're 38 years old and retiring from professional sports, it's all you've been doing since you were 4. You're only 38, but you're old for athletics.
Right.
And Kobe, dead at the age of 41, had really settled in. He was coaching. Can you imagine coaching on the other bench against Kobe Bryant? And it was really, really involved with his kids, and it was doing a great job.
That's
so
awesome.
He won an Academy Award. Last year, won an Oscar.
Oh, wow.
For a 15-minute short movie called Hello Basketball or some such thing about dreams and about achieving his dreams. And but he won an Oscar. I don't know if anybody knew that. That was last year. And, of course, he was going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, and unfortunately, that's going to be next year. So he'll be posthumously inducted into the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And there's going to be a whole bunch of funerals this week. And for those that aren't very excited about all of this, you're just going to have to hang in there that a guy so famous has passed away. And that's what happened. And we're going to be talking about it probably for most of the week on and off.
That's right.
We're going to break for the news and come right back. If you have any texts you want to get to me about anything this morning, 359-2255.
The movie Dear Basketball was in 2017.
Okay. Won an Academy Award for that. It's not easy to do that. You win basketball championships and an Academy Award? And he just had a determination and a fire, as Tiger said. News next, 359-2255 to text in.
Whether you're just starting out, tired of renting, or purchasing your dream home, Busey's award-winning mortgage team will find the financing that's right for you. With a simplified home buying experience, Busey will be there for you every step of the way. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome into Reviews. This episode, we are focusing in on Luther Falls. Cammy, who gave a 5-star review, said, quote, I cannot say enough about the professionalism, dedication, workmanship, knowledge, prices, choices about this lovely and ever-growing family business. They installed a custom bathroom for us a few years ago, and we are repeat customers with our custom kitchen countertops this month. The countertops were absolutely beautiful, and the whole process was positive. Keep up the good work. You are all awesome. Go to LutherFalls.com for more details.
Financing now available.
After 29 years at the U of I, the Illini shop on 6th Street is closing its doors for good. Total inventory liquidation now in effect. All items marked down at least 25%. T-shirts as low as 3 for $22. Long sleeve tees as low as 3 for $35. New markdowns daily with many items already reduced 50% or more. Top brands like Nike, Champion, Columbia, and more all on closeout. Shop early for the best selection of remaining Illini merchandise. Everything must go. The Illini shop, 707 South 6th Street in Campus Town.
Tired of waiting for your current HVAC company to call you back?
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Call ABC Heating and Air at 217-352-5400. You'll talk to a real human being, and they service all makes and models. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Heating and Air, 217-352-5400. That's 352-5400.
Cyber criminals will steal an estimated 33 billion security and private records by next year. The average cost of a data breach for a small business in North America is as high as $117,000. While these numbers can sound frightening, they don't have to be. Ease your fears by having Area-Wide Technologies come look at your setup. They'll ensure your system is secure and will give you a detailed inspection report of just how susceptible to these threats you are. Call them today at 359-8041.